Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to Montana, and this is a dangerous development. You remember in prior shows, I've talked about the voter repression bills that the Arizona legislature passed to make sure that Navajos don't vote in large numbers. And you may recall, what they did is they passed a law, among other things. This is not the only bad thing they did, but against what they call ballot harvesting. Well, with the Navajos in Arizona, only 29% of Navajos are on a mail route. 71% are not on a mail route. And so what usually happens is some sort of neighbor or somebody or a group come by and pick up their mail and take it to the post office. Take them to the post office, Christmas cards, birthday cards, get well cards, utility bills, and ballots if it's voting time. The law that's passed in Arizona says that only caregivers and immediate family members can pick up your ballot and mail it for you, or drop it off where it has to be dropped off in a drop box or, you know, with a clerk. What that means is there are a lot of people in Navajo Nation who do not have cars, a lot of older people who don't drive, and they're sitting there with their mail, and they are going to be afraid that if they hand the ballot with their mail to their neighbor whose turn it is to drive it to the post office 30 miles away, that somebody's going to go to jail. It's going to depress the vote of Navajo Indians in Arizona. It's also going to depress the vote in other less affluent areas. But in Montana, it's not the Navajos, it's the Blackfeet. The Blackfeet Reservation in Montana is the size of the state of Delaware. The reservation itself is the size of the state of Delaware within Montana. And guess what? It's a typical Republican administration. The governor is the guy that punched a reporter, threw him on the ground because he didn't like his question. Prosecutor didn't prosecute him for assault. He should have. The guy gets elected governor. Everybody grins. There you go. Punched a reporter, threw him on the ground. Personally, manhandled him. And the legislature is no better. So they thought, well, the Blackfeet only need 4 drop boxes for voting in an area the size of Delaware. Now, Delaware is a great state. If you've been to Delaware, I've been to Delaware. It's not a large state, but it's a state, and 4 drop boxes is ridiculous for the state of Delaware. They don't have 4 drop boxes in Delaware. In Wilmington, they have more than that. In Wilmington alone, they have a lot of drop boxes, and they have them in Dover and everywhere else. So why should the Blackfeet Reservation, the size of Delaware, only get 4 drop boxes? Because Republicans don't want them to vote. Well, the Blackfeet organized a group called Western Native Voice. And Western Native Voice, at the time of an election, will pick up ballots from Blackfeet Indians and then take them to the drop boxes or to the post office, deliver their ballots. So the Montana legislature passed a law that says that that's illegal if the people picking it up are paid in any way. Well, some of these people are volunteers, but some of them are staff. You know, they're like social workers. Honest as the day is long, they don't make much money, but technically they do get some money, and they will go to prison if they do that in the next election. And whatever voter handed them the ballot will be in danger of prosecution too. Reservation the size of Delaware, 4 drop boxes. 4 drop boxes. Are you kidding me? How many drop boxes do you think in the state of Delaware? How about Dover and Wilmington alone? That's how they treat the Blackfeet Indians. They don't want them to vote. Now, what are we going to do about this, these voter suppression bills? They are obviously designed in Arizona to reduce substantially Navajo voting, and they are obviously designed in Montana to really reduce Blackfeet voting, because these people are not going to be able to get their ballots to a post office or a drop box when some of them are not on a postal route, a lot of them, and the rest of them have to drive somewhere to one of four drop boxes in an area the size of Delaware. So what did the Supreme Court just do in reviewing the Arizona law? These arguments were made, by the way. I'm not the only guy that's making these arguments. And in the past, if you showed a disparate impact on a racial group, that would be sufficient for the Supreme Court to say it has a racial intent, and therefore you can't do that. You can't throw in jail in Montana a social service agency that ministers to the Blackfeet, because precisely they're economically poor, many don't have cars, and they're given no drop boxes to speak of, four in the size of Delaware. In Arizona, unless it's a caregiver, a family member, they're going to prison, even if it's a kindly neighbor. Disparate impact on Navajos. The Montana case had not yet come to them, but it's the same thing. Well, this Supreme Court came up with a new standard. A stupid standard, a standard that not only makes no common sense, but it's really dishonest. And they said, well, a disparate impact on the minority group is not enough. You have to prove that they intended the disparate impact. And that's best proven by what they said during legislative debate. So if one of them said, got up on his hind legs in the debate in the legislature and said, we don't want Navajos voting. We think it's bad to have Navajos vote. So we're doing this to stop them voting. Yeah, okay, then you win. My response is, are you nuts? When do you think a legislature ever says that stuff? When do you think Moscow Mitch says that? When do you think Ron Johnson says it? Kevin McCarthy or any of these people? They're not stupid. They're not going to get up and say something like that. They're going to purr and grin. They purr and grin. That's what they do, purr and grin. And they go, we want this to protect the votes, the integrity of the vote, to protect the integrity of the Navajo vote, to protect the integrity of the Blackfeet vote. Just flat out lie. But as long as they flat out lie, that's enough to let them do anything they want. Remember, the Voting Rights Act passed, God, I mean, now it's been almost 50 years ago, 46 years ago. They keep whittling it down and whittling it down. This was passed by Congress back then. You're not going to get it passed again. You could right now. Manchin and Sinema would agree to suspend the filibuster for that one vote, the Voting Rights Act. SB1 and HR1, get rid of gerrymandering, get rid of all this stuff. Have enough drop boxes according to population everywhere. Absentee voting by mail everywhere for a certain period of time. It'll be shorter than some states have it. It'll be longer than other states have it. Manchin and Sinema will not suspend the filibuster for even that one vital bill. They say they want it to be bipartisan. The legislatures that pass this stuff are not bipartisan. The Montana legislature, the Arizona legislature are not bipartisan. They're gerrymandered Republican legislatures. No Democrats supported this. So why are you insisting on bipartisanship to undo something that wasn't bipartisan? Are you crazy? You think Moscow Mitch is going to fall for that? Moscow Mitch is not bipartisan. Moscow Mitch, remember back when Trump was president, said we're suspending the filibuster for Supreme Court appointments and judicial appointments, and we're suspending it for cabinet appointments. He just said it, and the Republicans all agreed, and that was enough by simple majority. Now, Schumer, Cannon should say it, just say it. But Manchin and Sinema won't go along. They're not full Democrats. They're one half Democrats. That is the dilemma. And as a result, the Blackfeet in the next election and the Navajos in Arizona in the next election are going to have very few drop boxes, and there's going to be a lot fewer voters coming out of Navajo country and Blackfeet country. We're going to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Again, Matt, you're doing a wonderful job. When you talk about voters' rights and all of that, I think one thing we have to get smart, well, not smart with, we know about it. We got to get this more into public debate through the media. And Dan O'Donnell said a chat the other day, he'd debate anybody. He named it, you know, all the movers and shakers in the Democratic Party. He'd debate them all. So I called him. He wouldn't debate me. Why? There's a good reason why he won't. No, he wouldn't. He wouldn't. He refused to. He ran the clock out on me. He said, you know, we'll take all calls. So I called in. He ran the clock on 20 minutes on me just to run out the clock. And these Republicans, the ones that are really destroying democracy, have to be brought into the arena of public debate. I think with Dom and Crude and you and a bunch of the other people, Earl, that whole station, if you guys kind of made it, now this is tongue-in-cheek, but I'm serious on one side, kind of like a forum for professional wrestling. Come to the big media event. The big media, you know, Dom and Crude take on, you know, Dan O'Donnell, you know what I mean? But we have to do this. One thing we learn when you get this public debate and it gets out in the media, then the people start making the choice, not right. The party. And that's, I think, our goal is to get the message out in public. I was with a bunch of avowed Republicans the other day, and they got upset with me. I said, next time, bring twice as many guys. I'll take you all on. You know, but I got a couple of rules. We don't swear at each other. We don't talk over each other. And we let each other develop a point. That's all I ask.
Yeah, well, they would be making a big mistake taking you on, Bill, believe me. And Dan O'Donnell is full of baloney. I mean, that guy always says, I'll debate this one and that one. He doesn't even let him call in. Bill, we're going to a break. Thank you for calling. And I'm going to comment a little more on your good remarks right after the break. Thanks, as always, for calling in. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.